the Tiltcast, episode 191, Grilling with the Geeks.
And this week we're going to talk about, well, learning Jason some Dota 2, some Last of Us Remastered, Wasteland 2, and of course Dark Souls 2.
Sausage.
And I don't know how we got off on it, but we just started talking food because we're so hungry.
Brats.
So stay tuned for some more Tiltcast goodness.
Pooping.
No.
And we're back with another episode of the Tiltcast.
Yay.
Yep.
Woot.
Woohoo.
And this week we're minus a Rusty, but up a Casey.
Yeah, buddy.
That was so energetic.
I know.
It was just kind of...
Yeah.
I've been up since like 7 a.m. And I slept for like 3 hours last night. 4 hours, whatever. So, here's the Red Bull.
Hey, dude, as far as I'm concerned, everything less than 6 doesn't matter.
Your right arm looks slightly larger than left arm.
Is that what your wife told you?
Yeah.
Do what?
Said your right arm looks slightly larger than the left arm. Are you been working out?
One side.
You said you only got 3 hours of sleep.
Yeah. But I did drink a lot yesterday. So, I don't really know where I'm going to go with that.
You managed to survive today.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow, you're a trooper.
I try. Yeah, yesterday was full of Modern Warfare 3. That's pretty much it. It was awesome.
It's not that bad.
No, I had a blast. Me and the fiance, every once in a while, we do what's called a fuck it day, which is where we have no responsibility. We don't go do anything unless we want to go do something. We put our phones away, and we just do whatever. And drink. So, started drinking Crown. Then we decided to play Modern Warfare. About 10 hours later, we're still playing Modern Warfare. I go to bed, and she's up until 5, still playing it.
Jesus.
It was a great day.
Nice.
Yep.
So... with work being as busy as I know it's been, you played anything else recently?
Mario Kart on the Wii. Did that
nice.
For a little bit too.
The old Mario Kart?
Yeah, the one that originally was for the Wii.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah. And then...
I was almost excited. It's like, oh, you actually got a Wii U.
No, I really want to get one, but I haven't gotten around to it yet. But eventually. And then a little bit of Wii Sports. I love Frisbee on Wii Sports. The Frisbee Golf, whatever.
Yeah, on the original Wii Sports. Yeah.
I wonder how Steve would feel about that.
Wii Sports Resort. Do what?
I wonder how Steve would feel about that.
He'd probably call me a pansy or that's not a real man's whatever. I don't care. I had fun.
For the people listening that don't know, Steve-O's like deadly serious about his disc golf.
I would say he's a little pretentious about his disc golf.
He got mad at Earl for touching his discs.
That's a little pretentious.
Yeah.
A little much.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Then Earl apologized for touching his discs.
Yep. I saw the apology letter that he wrote and like posted on Facebook. Yep.
Yeah. That was
if
hilarious.
He's
going
to apologize, he's going to go way over the top.
Yep. But you can't like be mad at him. You're just like, I'm so pissed off. And then he does that and you're like, I don't... fuck it. Whatever. It's fine. I'll deal with it. I'm not mad anymore.
Yeah, Earl has that effect.
Yeah, you can't be mad at Earl.
Not for too long.
Be mad at him for being too loud sometimes.
Oh, yes.
This is just unanimous right there. It's great.
Well, think about that place we all used to work together at. Think how much square footage is in that area.
Yeah.
And you could hear
him all the way across the...
Yep.
Fucking center.
He'll be up at the big black box, and then
yep.
I'll be all the way over in our little training corner.
Yep.
I hear him.
Oh, still over there by the front windows.
In fact, when I was teaching in class, I just said, and for the record, if you ever hear that voice, just know that is Earl. You don't know anything else, but that is Earl. And they all laughed. And so then the next day, someone's like, I hear Earl coming. I'm like, yep, sure do.
He announces himself.
Yeah. That's true. He doesn't do it on purpose. He's just walking and talking.
Yeah, that way you know exactly when to duck and cover.
Aww.
Aww.
Earl's good, though. Like
Earl is a good guy. I just give him a hard time.
Oh, yeah. He deserves it, just because. So, what's up with you guys now that we've talked about mine?
Now that we've talked about yours.
Yep.
Also, me and you played a bunch of Dota.
Yeah. Huge amount of Dota. I've been, like, nothing but Dota for the last couple weeks.
Dota 2, to be exact. Me and Rusty have been schooling you a little bit, and then we actually had a coach. A Dota coach. Well, he's not a real coach, but he's got, like, 1,500 hours.
Yeah.
Roughly.
So is he like a life coach for Dota?
He could be.
M/Quentin, you are our Dota life coach.
Right. No.
Awesome.
And didn't feel like I did exactly too horrible by the time Gauntlet came around.
Well, and we had, truth be told, I mean, he was playing with us and we had some pretty bad games. I could tell he's slightly frustrated, but at least he has a good nature about it. He's deadly serious about his Dota.
Yeah. But
I knew that we weren't going to have the best games, especially with you being, like, your first game with him.
Oh, yeah.
Your first live game. Plus, like, your first, second, and third games were all with him, ever, of live Dota. Because you can play practice matches with bots. And you can really tell it's different.
Yeah, and Friday and Saturday afternoon got fucked up enough that I didn't get any live matches in beforehand.
It's okay. I mean, you started to hold your own a little bit. You got decent with Drow. Yeah. Especially for a noob. And then, who was the other guy you were playing? You played at least, was it two matches with Drow?
Yeah. One with Crystal Maiden. I just need to learn how to gear her right.
I think you just need to learn how to play that as a support, not as an aggressor.
Yeah.
Because, well,
I come from playing an aggressor in WoW, like, full time. I was tanky.
Yeah, that's
DPS.
Try Tiny.
Right. Well,
Tiny doesn't have an ultimate you have to spam. He just it's grow is his ultimate. Yeah. Grow, well, means he gets more armor and he gets bigger.
I think my problem with Crystal Maiden was I went from playing Kanka as a support
You're playing Kanka couple as a support?
Matches previous to that. Yeah, because we had no other supports. It was a match Rusty and I finished playing right before you logged on.
Oh, you mean there's just nobody and you're like, I'll just support item him up and then...
Yeah, and just fucking frustrated me enough that I felt aggressive. And our draws were horrible too, those two matches. They weren't exactly the greatest.
We had a good match last night.
Yeah, but that was me playing Drow and...
What did I have? I had fucking Warlock, which I never played in a match.
You had Warlock. I can't remember who Rusty had. I think it was Assassin.
He had Bounty Hunter.
Was it
Bounty Hunter that he had?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that got off kind of rough, and then we kind of figured it out, and it started working all right.
By the time we got 15 minutes into the match, Rusty and I were geared enough that it was uber damage.
Yeah, that game is weird. I mean, there's a learning curve, but I mean, if we teach you to play Dota, not say anything bad, but that's not really your game type. If we can teach a guy that's an FPS man.
Maybe back in my WoW days it would have been, but...
Well, it's different than WoW. I mean, WoW, there's an ebb and flow to Dota.
Yeah, there is. Well, and if your draw is okay, but their draw is excellent to what your draw was, you're fucked the whole match. You might as well just decide you're fucked.
Well, it's like I had Zeus, but I had Zeus versus Drow, and Drow has more range than he does.
Yeah.
And starts off with probably more hit points, and hits harder than I do.
Shit, I had Crystal Maiden, and I forget who Rusty had that match.
I was
up
like,
against freaking Night Stalker and... fuck.
That match was kind of rough.
Juggernaut.
Yeah. Juggernaut becomes...
And
FYI, he becomes magic immune when he does his spin.
I figured that out real quick. But they kept us from doing anything at all.
They had us pretty locked down.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it didn't end horribly. It just... We had all their towers down. They had all our towers down. And just... They had overwhelming force. They'd gotten enough kills. We had that... Well, we had like a slurp or somebody that sucked ass.
And they had a whole lot more heavy DPS characters than we did. They had two actual real pushers. And
somebody like one Casey really good probably sounds support. Completely alien. Just looking at the face.
No, because I did...
Didn't your old roommate play a lot of Dota 1, right?
Yeah. I didn't do... For Dota, I've never played it, so that one I would be lost on, but I know a little bit about MMOs, and that kind of falls... I was always a healer. That was my thing.
The thing... So Dota, just to explain it to the newbiest of noobs, is you basically have two teams, and you have towers. So you have three towers per lane. There's three lanes. You basically got to take out all the towers, and then you got to take out their base, basically. And so you have 5v5, and you're going back and forth between the two, and you get money for items based on killing the last tick that kills something, whether that be an enemy or that be a what they call a creep, which are these little guys that just kind of run.
Little NPCs.
And it's like a top-down game, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically you have to get items, make your character more powerful, and for most cases, some of them don't need many items.
No.
But, and then you just basically go back and forth until you finally kill their ancient or their base. The lore is all convoluted, it doesn't really matter, but it's a hugely competitive game. I mean, there's a lot of people play it. I mean, every time that we load it up, we're always going to get a match in a couple minutes.
Yeah.
And it does something pretty cool. It'll match per player on the team. It doesn't take like an average player level. I think it just says one guy's like level 5, basically based on your wins and losses. And one guy's like level 20, and then we got him who's like level 200. You know, like, yeah. And it just matches us all up based on that level and individually. So you all kind of, it does take a second to matchmake, but it does make sense.
Yeah.
I've been out of computer gaming for a while because all I've had is a laptop, and it wasn't really a gaming laptop. My HDX was, but that was a desktop replacement, is what they called it. But I'm going to get a laptop here, or a desktop here soon, and probably get into a couple games.
Well, Dota's easy to get into cost-wise because there's no cost to jump in. It's 100% free to play. You can just buy stuff for your characters if you want to. But then you win stuff for your characters, too.
So it's free download?
Yeah.
Yeah. Free to play. The thing when we were on Gauntlet Night was all the characters I hit were ones I never had even gotten close to touching yet.
Well, I'll be honest.
Like getting stuck with Bane.
Like, there's about there's about 30 characters that I know fairly well, and then out of the 130 characters, well, I mean, there's 100 I don't know, you know?
Yep.
Like, I know the basics, but I've never played them, so I'm not comfortable.
So it's a lot, is it anything kind of like an MMO where you have your different character types to support different things, like a...
Yeah, the only difference is they're already pre-built and pre-mixed, so their powers and effects are all already preset, but they're all... fairly different from each other.
Okay. So, but the most part, you have three basic abilities and then an ultimate.
Yeah.
And then your ultimate usually uses a crap load of mana, and it's got a long recharge most of the time, depending on what it is.
So like, for example, the character Konka I was talking about is a support character. Usually supports have a stun. One attack that'll slow enemies fairly well, and then an aerial, like a multicast attack, and then they've got one big nuke attack.
Well, it's like there's all of
his attacks are so much slower than all the other characters I played until then, it was hard to get timing down.
Okay.
Well, there's like characters, like there's one called Necrophos that I like playing that seems like a lot of people don't like playing. He's got one ability that I don't use. It's a passive that just slowly deals damage in a huge area around him. So anybody that's in a lane with me is just slowly taking damage. On top of that, he's got one where if the enemy's below 40% health, I can do an execute. It's got a long cast, but it'll take him from 40% to basically zero. He's got a ability that I can cast it, and it kills like the nearest guy that needs health, or it'll do an attack if there's nobody that needs health. So if they're below a certain percentage, it'll heal, but if not, then it's just two shots that'll hit the enemy. And then his, what's his other ability? I can't remember what his other ability is, but most of the time I actually use items on him. I use items that heal other characters, so I'll do that quick healing thing. And then I'll just hang back and heal people with different items and then just provide a little bit of extra firepower the whole time.
Yeah.
But he's kind of a mix between, you can use him as what they call a character carry, which means that I can get additional items to make him more powerful. But it just takes a long time. So, like, between, like, the 15 and 20 mark, usually your carries are fairly strong. And they can start taking out other characters.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time what you're doing is you got somebody that runs around the map killing people, or a couple guys that are doing that, and then you got people that are pushing up the lanes and knocking down the towers and knocking down the base. And then eventually you all get together and you do team fights, which are 5v5 fights where everybody's fighting. So like in the case of Kanka, he throws out this big-ass pirate ship that does a bunch of damage and like stuns. Well, he would cast that as soon as the fight starts. Then he'd cast that in the fight. It would keep people from escaping, and then everybody else would still be doing damage.
But it is a little bit of a skill attack, so you kind of got to guess where they're going to be and throw it to that point and have the ship actually run them over instead of destroying itself too early.
There's a guy called Pudge. It's this big, like, cobbled-together corpse thing. It has these big meat hooks that he can throw, like, let's say an eighth of the way across the map, but it doesn't shoot instantly, so you throw it, and then it hits the spot. So you need to be pretty good at hitting that little spot based on where they're at. So it's a skill shot is what they call it. You shoot it out, and if they're in that vicinity, you'll pull them back to you, and you can take them out. Which, Pudge is pretty awesome, but he's hard to play.
Yeah. So it's just because all their different attacks and how they work, style's always just that little bit different than each one, but the principle, the base principle is all the same. So it's just getting used enough to enough characters that in draws you're usually going to get one that you can play fairly decently.
Cool. So overall, I mean, we have a lot of fun with it. It's fairly addictive once you start playing.
Yeah.
And all the characters look pretty fairly cool. The only one I think is retarded is Puck. I think he looks stupid.
Yeah.
It's awesome. This weird looking frog thing. He looks retarded. But everybody else looks fairly cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a fairly complex game with weird rules, etc. that just the community has accepted and it works. And Valve does a really awesome job of balancing characters off each other.
Sweet.
Yes, they do. So really, I mean, you could have a... But the way we play with single draft, basically, it gives you three random characters to choose from when the match starts.
Yep.
So that all hinges on whether or not you get a good draw or not.
Kind of like playing poker.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
but for nerds.
Yeah.
Real nerds.
Yeah. Yeah. You definitely have to have a little bit of nerddom in you to play.
I think that game actually falls in the hardcore category. As far as gaming goes, I think that is by definition because of how...
Yeah, I only say that because really you can rest playing that game all on MMO and top-down RPG experience. I mean, if you've played those games before, you're going to be able to get used to Dota fairly quickly.
But it's just the metagame of who versus who works better, and this is how the map works, and this is where things are at. How do I get through here? What jungling is? All that other stuff is like... Yeah. You can't watch a 20-minute video on Dota and just learn how to play it. You just need to play it with somebody.
Yep.
And then 6 hours later, in Jason's case, he kind of, sort of, gets it.
Yeah. Yeah. Now it's all how to gear properly. And realizing when you're going for too much.
Oh, yeah.
Because I get greedy.
A little overzealous.
Yeah. You lose money every time you die, so...
Ah.
You can kind of perpetually be saving up for something.
Yeah.
Nice.
Pretty much.
Did you end up playing anything other than Dota?
No, I didn't want to make a complete ass of myself.
Hey, we did have some fun with the gauntlet. We played pretty late. It was a rough day on Sunday. It's a rough day today, too. I mean, I'm slightly wiped right now because I did so much at work.
Yeah.
But so we were up till 1 something.
Yeah.
And then, you know, work a 10-hour shift, plus I get there early and leave a little bit. Well, I didn't leave late tonight because my assistant usually has it, but...
Yep.
But, yeah. I'd say I played a little bit more Wasteland.
Nice.
That's actually going to end up probably releasing in September now. But I'm okay with it.
Well, yeah.
So
the with what he's already showing, he's going to promise a month pushback isn't much to ask for.
For a game on a $3 million budget, they got the intro. Even the intro has changed a lot. Like, they have an intro that is like a filmed intro now that's part of the game.
Yeah.
They've polished up all the balancing and everything else. The turn-based combat feels solid as shit. The dialogue is really nice. That game is a really solid spiritual successor to Fallout 2. Like, a really... I like it as much as I like Fallout 2 so far. I mean, I've played these opening missions a bajillion times, and I still want to play them.
That's pretty cool.
Because there's so much difference every time you go back through it.
I do miss Fallout. I should go back and play that.
Have you ever played 1 or 2?
I only played Fallout 3, I believe. The one that was before New Vegas.
Yeah. So that what spurned that series is a top-down RPG where, like, you'd start combat. So, like, VATS is based off that turn-based thing.
Okay.
So the way that it works in Fallout is it's kind of like Final Fantasy. You have a turn-based order that comes up.
Yep.
And everybody has their own initiative, and then you choose different, basically, abilities or... Most of the stuff in Fallout or Wasteland 2 are, like, different weapons, like, different weapon attacks. Like, there's not abilities with your guys, aside from their skills, and their skills are things like healing or lockpicking or things like that.
Yep.
But most of it is like, I got this gun and I want to do, like, burst damage, or I want to do single shot, or I want to choose a snipe shot.
Yep.
And then you can get critical hits, etc. But it does, it's cool, like, Fallout, like, had this system of things exploding when you do a critical. So you hit something and it just explodes into giblets, which is really fun.
Yeah, I haven't played that since 2009.
That's what actually got me non-addicted to WoW was Fallout 3.
Awesome. That's another game I never played was WoW.
It'll start.
Yeah.
It'll suck your life away.
Yeah, I got a lot of catching up to do with games, but I'm a terrible gamer. Terrible nerd.
Ah, you're right.
You make it at some point.
Yeah.
Well, let's say, go ahead.
You just might be a couple of years behind the ball, is all.
Yeah, well, between working so much and trying to race when we can, and then my best friend's wedding's coming up, I don't have time for anything.
Yeah, at some point, you'll get to the point like you were when you're just a regular old supervisor and you have a system down to where you can do things a certain way and get done with stuff in a certain time manner.
Yeah, I'm adjusting pretty well, but I'm also looking forward to us hiring on another trainer, because then, you know, things will be a little bit easier. And it's just, I don't know, there's just so much stuff that has to be done, and there's so few of us. So the workload's pretty heavy.
It's always been like that, though. That department's always been a revolver like that.
Well, fingers crossed that once we get one more person, things will be looking up. Don't get me wrong, I enjoy what I do, but it'd be nice to work a couple less hours.
Yeah, I hear you.
And I have systems on systems at this point.
Yep. Well, I've already got things down pretty well, and I'm able to find time throughout my day to get some stuff done, but yeah, there's still a learning curve.
I learned a lot from Alan.
On what not to do?
That and how to be more efficient. He does have efficiency down extremely well.
That's true.
But yeah, aside from Wasteland though, been playing Dark Souls, New Game Plus, trying to get to the DLC.
Of course.
Oh, I did play Rock Band again.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but my drum set's broke, so I've just been doing guitar and vocals. Mostly guitar.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
How'd you break your drum set?
Overplaying it.
Hitting it too hard?
Yeah, the green pad broke out, but it was a used drum set to start with, and we ended up getting it for free because we bought it, and then it didn't come with the connectors because there was that stupid shit that they did where it's a split cable.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I ended up like taping those together because I got tired of them popping off all the time. I have no idea why they thought that was a great idea, but so it was used to start with. But it didn't have the, I guess you call them dongles or whatever, but it didn't have those, so we complained to the guy, and he said, well, you know what, just, I'll credit back your money, don't ship it back, if you can find the dongles, great, but, you know, just, it's yours. Rock on, man. So it was a free drum set, so I can't complain too much.
That's fair. Where do you even pick up a Rock Band drum set nowadays?
Rockbandparts.com, or hope there's one at a vintage stock or something, or like that.
Pawn shop. Yeah.
But rockbandparts.com is the best because it's all aftermarket parts, and they were like designed to last. Because like my foot pedal, initially was like plastic, and I broke it. Don't even know how. I was just playing and it was flimsy. So they had this diamond plated steel thing. You just bolt it into the plastic, and now I've never had a problem with it. So.
Yeah.
This drum set right there.
You gonna use it?
I know, I should ask Trent.
If you guys never use it, I'll use it. I really want to get a wireless one, though. That's what I want.
I worry about latency.
It's actually not a problem.
You played a wireless one?
Yeah, I used to have one.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I broke it.
Jesus.
Well, I used to have, like, people come over all the time and have these parties where everyone would be drunk and just hammering on it, so...
Yeah, it's been a while since we've done a lot of that, huh?
Yep.
Because I was at a lot of those parties.
Yep. But I might have a Halloween party again this year. I haven't decided yet. Last year was...
Have you had a party this year?
Nope. Not one.
Last party was November last year, wasn't it?
It was either...
It was Halloween.
I think it was Halloween was the last one.
Yeah.
Where someone showed up a day late.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that was the last one, because I had one, like, a month before that. Not a whole lot of people showed up, but it was actually pretty good. And then...
Well, I went up to your New Year's thing, but, I mean, that was really just, like, me, you, Shannon, and Holly, and who else?
Those two,
weird people?
Those two strippers and whoever, that dude that was with them.
That guy was skeezy.
Yeah. He was a weird guy. But then they end up leaving at, like, midnight, like, just... stay for the ball drop, and like, no, we want to get to the Hard Rock by midnight. You have 5 minutes to go 20 miles.
Yeah.
Calculate for wind resistance. You're not going to make it.
You're not in a Learjet.
Yeah. But they were like, whatever. So I was like, all right, well, here's the half a bottle of champagne. Go have fun.
Oh, shit. That was that night I got champagne drunk.
Yeah. And we couldn't get those freaking corks off or that plastic. I know.
We used that power drill.
Yeah, and you just put a hole in the top of it and just, like, poured it out like it's a liquor bottle. It's just a slow little stream. Half the carbonation's gone by the time.
I fucking hate champagne. And Holly's like, oh, you should drink all this champagne. I was like, okay.
Well, if it was at least good champagne, like, you had the red one that I had,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
that stuff was good.
I don't know.
But the rest of it was, like, dry champagne.
God, it's such a gross. Bad hangover.
Yeah.
I woke up with that bottle in my hand. At, like, you know how it is, like, when you're drunk and you wake up at somebody else's house? I always wake up early. Every time I stay the night at your house, I wake up at, like, 7, and there's your dog.
Yep. Well, I have a problem,
You had that big-ass lab, Bubba, and he had his face in my face, and I just feel the breath.
Aw, Bubba. Bubba's a good dog, though.
He's a good dog, man. I was so hungover. I was like, what do you want?
He's a great pillow. He'll just lay there and just be like, whatever. And he's a little fluffy, so...
Fluffy, that dog is fat as shit. The dog is double overweight.
He's like 110 pounds.
He should be like 65 or 70.
We'll say 80. Make him feel better.
It's all those cheeseburgers that feed him.
Well, he is a tall dog. Oh, yeah, the cheeseburger thing.
Cheeseburger overtime.
He's a pretty decent-sized dog to start with. Like, he's a big lab. And he's actually lost a little weight running around at... Shannon's parents' house, because they have like a 2-acre or 3-acre property that they live on, and once he moved in with me, he got fat because he didn't have anywhere to really run.
Yeah.
And over there, you just let him outside, go run, like, do whatever, let
40,
him
in. Like 40 yards maybe in your backyard?
That's being generous.
Yeah.
I think it's more like...
Start say, your lot's feet. Like a half-acre lot at the most.
That might be generous.
And most of it's in the front yard.
Yeah. I think, if I remember right, it's like a 0.38 acres.
Yeah.
But
it's big for a city lot.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad. But I wish it was like flat and easy to mow instead of that stupid tier crap that I got going on in the backyard. That's a pain in the ass.
I guess I never really pay attention to that. It's always dark.
Yeah.
You're always drinking.
Yep.
Almost every time I go over to Chasey's house, I'm drinking.
Yeah. I have that effect on people.
Damn alcoholic.
Yeah. Well, dude, yesterday we were going to have our fuck it day, and then she got all excited, let's go to the store and get some stuff, and I'm like, it's Sunday, and this is Oklahoma, so not going to happen. The only thing I had was Crown Maple.
Oh.
Should have pre-planned some of this, huh?
Well, that's the beauty of fuck it days, is you don't plan it.
There is no plan.
However...
But still, getting stuck with Crown Maple.
Yeah, it was gross. I drank almost the entire bottle. And I ended up... Like, my stomach was just like... Ugh. Not from, like, being drunk, but it's just so sweet. It's like syrup.
Dude, I bought a bottle of it and immediately...
Yep.
Like, literally emptied that shit just because the bottle looked good.
Yep.
I was like, fuck this shit, I ain't drinking any more of it.
Yeah, I'm gonna use the rest of it to
it doesn't
make
even
cookies.
It doesn't even mix well.
No.
It's like,
I drink whiskey straight, but I used Coke to mix with that to make it so it wasn't as sweet. It's that
That's bad when you gotta add Coke.
Yeah.
To cut the sweet.
Yep.
I don't like sweet liquor for the most part. I do like Jägermeister.
I don't either. Well, yeah, but
Baron Jaeger's not bad. I don't know if you ever had Baron Jaeger. It's a honey liqueur thing.
I've heard of it. I'm hoping Holly doesn't get any of that. She's supposed to be getting us some alcohol.
Straight Jaeger.
My thing is, I like Jaeger with a chaser.
Yeah.
And it used to be a pretty thick chaser. Like, I can't do Jaeger in like a, you know, a Michelob. It has to be like,
yep,
Jaeger and a Guinness.
Dude, Red Bull Jaegers, whether it's Jaeger Blasters, Jaeger Bombs, something like that.
Jaeger
those
bombs.
Were pretty good. I used to do those all the time. Then I had that heart condition that came along, and something about alcohol and energy drinks was really bad for it. That was both of them in one.
You know what though? Jaeger Bombs and Sprite Jaeger and Sprite gives you almost the same effect.
Yeah. I just drink whiskey straight now. I'll drink rum too.
I'm gonna bring my own shot glass on Friday.
Yeah, I do rum straight. Rum and whiskey is pretty much where it ends up.
Yep.
I don't like tequila.
Yeah, I'm not a tequila fan. I do like margaritas, but
I'm way too picky on vodka.
Yeah,
I don't even drink vodka.
Yeah, I used to. I did vodka and Monster all the time. That was good, or vodka and to help prevent hangovers, do Gatorade. Just use Gatorade as your mixer.
Yep.
Drink the Gatorade down to just below the neck. Dump the rest of vodka in there. Shake it up. And you're golden. You're hydrating and you're getting drunk. It's great.
All at the same time.
Yep. It's healthy.
It's not healthy.
Healthier.
Yeah, I don't think your liver knows what to do with it at that point.
It does literally help with hangovers, though. Because hangover is basically dehydration, so.
Yeah.
Granted, you still want to have depending on how much you have, a glass of water before you go to bed.
Are we filling up the pool?
No.
No pool?
No pool. I still haven't gotten a new pump for it.
Gotcha.
I'm going to miss that.
We're going to bring 30 brats, at least. Do you think that's going to be enough? Do you think people are going to eat? That's the thing.
That's the question we always have.
Did we overbuy the last time? The last time we had the little get-together, we didn't overbuy.
No, we had like the perfect amount of food that time.
Yeah. No, last time we did this, it's your birthday, it was enough steak and ribs and shit, but not enough brats.
Well, I just figured I'd bring 30 brats.
Yeah.
Basically, I'm going to spend like $50 a brat.
I know, I got work till 8. So, I'm drinking water all day at work.
Yep. I would, too. Don't forget the Gatorade.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, just pre-hydrate.
Mm-hmm. That's the most successful thing. Prehydrate and greasy food after. Golden.
Yeah. Pizza. That's where it's at.
We should just buy a pizza and just put it in the fridge and then go and then come back.
DiGiorno. Dude.
And it'd be fresh.
Awesome. Yep.
Yeah.
Although, Walmart now does... You know how Walmart had those, like, huge frozen pizzas?
Yeah.
They now have it up where the, they have that chicken that's, like, ready and under the heat lamps. They do that with those pizzas now.
Fried chicken pizza?
No.
No, no.
They have the pizza
how
ready.
How they had the rotisserie chickens shit. Under the heat? Yeah.
So it's kind of like the Little Caesars hot and ready thing, except, believe it or not, this is probably better than Little Caesars. It's not hard to be better than Little Caesars.
It's not hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't.
That's the other thing is, if you want greasy and on the cheap, you get a Little Caesar's pizza or Domino's pizza and throw it in the fridge. I mean, that's like
Mary Jane's $5. Pizza. That's another one. That's
or
pretty.
Go to CC's. Fucking.
Well, as late as it'll be
CC's.
Getting out of there.
Their freaking Alfredo pizza, whatever. I love the crap out of CC's. I haven't been
actually.
There
whenever I go there, I actually just ask for a whole pepperoni with the Alfredo sauce.
Yeah, that's good too.
Pepperoni and bacon.
That doesn't sound bad. No.
It's like the only way I can stand to eat at CC's anymore.
I love Domino's crust though. Like,
yeah, they're
freaking awesome.
Their new crust is good.
Yeah. But they have...
their sauce still tears me up so freaking bad.
They have white sauce now. You can have a pizza with the
Alfredo
sauce. Yeah,
it's just an extra buck. When you're doing the $5.99 deal.
Yeah, but it's good.
Yeah.
I did it with the white sauce and bacon and jalapenos. Freaking awesome.
So since I'm back hardcore on the Atkins diet, aside from Friday, I've been doing something because I really like those shark bites.
Yes.
Oh,
at
from
Pizza Depot.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I've been making my own shark bites. I just got fresh jalapenos.
Rusty and I toyed with that idea.
It's not hard.
It's not hard, but it's expensive. Not necessarily the peppers.
No, the peppers
it's
are a dollar and a half.
Of bacon and cream cheese that you need.
See, I actually haven't been using cream cheese. I've been trying pepper jack, and I actually like it better.
Pepper jack's good.
You just got to really make sure you really core out the jalapeno if you're going to use pepper jack.
Well, so all I do is I just cut the jalapeno in half and just put pepper jack in it and then just take half a strip of bacon, wrap it around it, throw a toothpick on it, make another, and just do that times like six, and that is dinner.
That and Rusty figured, we finally figured it'd be too labor intensive for him to start those after work because it's like 40 minutes in the oven.
40 minutes?
Per...
You have to cook the bacon.
Yeah, you have to cook the bacon.
What are you cooking it at?
350 probably?
400.
400? And it's taking you that long?
Well, 350 for like the first 20, 25 minutes, and then you have to turn it up to 400 and go for another 10 to 15 minutes to crisp the bacon.
You ever made a heart attack?
I guess I just don't crisp it. I like my bacon chewy.
Yeah. You know what the heart attack is?
Mm-mm.
It's basically like 12 by 12 strips of bacon and you weave them together.
Oh yeah.
You pour cheese over it, then you can put some hamburger meat on there or some ham or whatever you want. And then I like to add jalapenos in the mix, but I like chop it up real fine so it's like spread all over. And then you roll it basically like those pinwheels. And then you pour some brown sugar over the top. Ooh. Awesome.
Now, I don't know how I feel about the brown sugar, but I do everything. But
the one,
it's really good.
The
yeah.
one I've
you just
no
slice
the brown
it?
Sugar. The brown sugar
yeah.
on top of the bacon caramelizes the bacon.
Yep.
Oh. Dude, it's like having a candy bacon meat log.
Yep. It is amazing.
I've actually done the bacon weave.
Yep.
Ground sausage.
Yeah. I think we talked about this
bacon
on the show
crumbles,
before, too.
Barbecue rub.
Yep.
Roll up. Baste it in barbecue sauce. Smoke it.
Good stuff.
Oh, Jesus, this sounds good.
It really is. Like, oh my god. I'm hungry now thinking about it, and I just ate.
Yeah, I just had that chili. Yeah, I went over to my grandpa's on Thursday was my birthday, and I wanted to go hang out with my grandpa a little bit. His birthday's a week before, so I went to a shop. He's trying to give me money, and make more than Grandpa now, so I'm not going to take his money. So he decided he was going to give me... He has a restaurant, small restaurant. He's going to give me pure chili stuff, the pure chili that he uses in his tamales. So he gave me these pint-sized... pint-sized pints of chili puree. And it's not powder. I thought he was still using powder that he was getting from New Mexico.
Yep.
But he's taking red chilies that he ships from New Mexico, putting it in a food processor, adding just a little bit of liquid, and then it's just finely chopped, pureed chili.
Does he take the seeds out first, or
nope,
all together?
Leaves them in all together.
It's going to be spicy.
It's not that spicy.
It's not that spicy. No. When you
red chili's not that bad.
When you add your liquid to cut it to puree it, plus the seeds are actually getting cut when you puree it, so...
Well, one thing I found out from him is if you want to make it spicier, you actually just add garlic, and that will make red chili spicier. But even that chili I was just like munching down and swallowing, that I had to inhale before I tested the browder again, was... It's just fucking amazing, and it's not hot at all. I actually added some cayenne pepper to it to make it a little hotter.
We started making salsa. Shannon's parents did, and we helped them out a little bit, and it is amazing salsa because everything that goes into it is literally grown in their backyard. From the tomatoes to the onions, the spices, everything.
Yeah, it's been a while since I made salsa.
They do have like some spice powder that they add from the store, but it's freaking awesome.
It takes a while for me to make salsa. It's like a big pot and 6 hours.
Well, they have a pressure cooker too, so they made a bunch and they canned a bunch of it. And it's awesome.
That sounds amazing. Nice.
It is.
I love salsa.
Because it's in these pressure sealed containers, so I can put it in the fridge. A year later, I can open it, and it's fresh.
I think salsa is like one of my favorite food groups. That's my weakness. Corn chips and salsa.
Yeah. I like flour chips better.
I don't know about flour chips. Like just...
The white ones?
Those aren't flour. It's just white corn.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking of... the flour tortillas. Yeah. But you dry them out, and you cut them up. Or you cut them up and then dry them out. So then they turn into flour chips or whatever. That's good.
You still fry them.
Yeah.
You can, yeah. But it's healthier.
I don't know about that. I don't know that, like, it's one of the things you learn in a Hispanic household is how to make tortilla chips. And I can make my own. It takes for fucking ever to make tortilla chips.
Yeah.
Because it's basically you just take a corn tortilla and cut it in eighths and then fry it times a million times.
Yep.
It takes for fucking ever.
I'd imagine.
It's tasty as shit, though. If you do, like, actual corn tortilla chips, those are fucking amazing.
Well, that's why I don't do my own potato chips anymore. Takes forever.
Dude, just go to Walmart and those potato wedges or whatever, the seasoned potato wedges. Oven bake them. Awesome. Don't fry them, just oven bake them.
That sounds good, too.
Yep.
All these carbs.
Spicy ketchup with some mustard. Mix it together. Freaking amazing.
Yeah, and their potato wedges are already fairly good.
Yep.
Food talk on the tiltcast.com.
Yep. Maybe we'll make a game out of it.
Let's face it, as much as we are gamers, we live in an extremely foodie town.
Yep.
A lot of variety here.
Oh yeah. Drive down 71st, that's all you need to do.
Well, it's not even the commercial restaurants. I mean, think about the amount of truly unique just mom and pop restaurants there.
Yeah,
in this city.
Joe Mama's, Smoke, fucking Whitefish, or what is it? Not Whitefish, Bonefish Grill.
Yeah.
And the plethora of barbecue joints around here.
We do have a good southern barbecue.
Then you think about all the burger joints around here that have...
You got that old school burger joint by your house over there by that QT. That place is pretty good.
Yeah. And the Linda Mar just directly across the street from QT is pretty good too. It's char burgers though, so it's a little bit different.
And I live right by this Goldie's, and Goldie's...
Yeah. Well, think about it. Goldie's started here. Ron started here. You know.
There's that new place, it used to be like A&W Burgers or whatever that place was, and it's now a new place.
Weber's?
Weber's.
And it's not Weber's, it's something else.
Where at?
It's where it used to be on 61st and Sheridan. No, 71st and Sheridan.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That used to be a
Weber's. Oh, yeah.
Used to be Weber's, but now it's something else. But they still make their own root beer, which is phenomenal. And then their burgers there are amazing.
Well, I'm thinking about it. Tulsa's been a test bed, guinea pig for all the major food chains for the longest time. I mean, when McDonald's went to do the McRib originally,
they tested it here. Yeah.
Smashburger tested their expansion here before they start going everywhere else when they came out of Colorado.
Smashburger's not bad. But, I mean, honestly, if I'm going to actually sit down and eat a burger and not just go get a fast food burger, I'll probably go to Goldie's or I'll probably go to Ron's.
Yeah. Fuddruckers is real good, too.
Buttfuckers?
Fuddruckers? Fuddruckers, they got some really good burgers.
But let's face it, the ultimate amount of our foodiness, Savastano's.
Yep.
That place is pretty good, too.
Oh.
I haven't been there in a while. That's all the way on the other side of town from where I'm at.
It is. We still venture down there every once in a while, though. Because even if you don't get pizza, even their pasta is good.
Oh, I've only ever had their pizza. Something deep dish. Chicago-style deep dish something. I don't remember. It's been a while since I've been there.
Yeah, with the sausage.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. The rest of my work group were, you know, whining and griping at our boss. Talking about how he never buys us anything. Her old boss used to bake us cakes and cookies and everything else. Just out of the blue one day, he's like, hey, go down to Savastano's. Go grab a few pizzas.
Nice.
Here's $60. See what you can buy.
Awesome.
So I went down. I got a couple of really big pizzas. A
couple of larges that will feed an army?
Well, I mean, there was only like 8 of us in that work group, so it's not that bad. Two of Savastano's pizzas is plenty for 8.
That would satisfy 16.
But yeah, we did that last month, actually. God, it was so fucking hot, too. I was driving my car without AC with the smell of pizza in my car.
Nice.
It was like a good 20-minute drive from work. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, it is. In fact, I know I can get from that building down there and back within an hour, as long as the order was called in 45 minutes before.
Yeah, we did call in our order, but that place is amazing, too. Can't eat that on a diet, I'll tell you that much.
Nope.
No.
One slice of pizza will fill you up.
Chicago pizza's the best.
Yep.
I don't care what you New Yorkers think. The good part
with you is, though, there's so much cheese on there, if you actually thought about it, you could actually just fork out the cheese and meat because their crust is still so thin
at the bottom. Yeah,
it's just
and
a pie.
still get full.
Yep.
Yeah, they actually did a. I got a thin crust there too, which was actually really good.
Yeah, their thin crust isn't bad.
But food talk aside,
we did kind of go on a rant.
It's fine.
Food.
Food's good. Did more Dark Souls. I got through several bosses. I'm just trudging through. Actually one-shotted a couple of bosses that took me a long time on my other playthrough.
Really?
I am a third of the way through the game on New Game Plus.
Nice.
It takes about to the halfway point, though, to get to where I need to go for New Game Plus. Like, I'm really dreading what I need to do at this point.
Yeah.
Just because I know it's going to be so difficult.
Oh, I mean, you will die.
You will. Well, like, I went with a sorcerer build trying to do that, and I decided that that just isn't my gameplay style. So I went straight back to knight with a couple of magic augmentations, because you can respec, it's just not very often. And then once I did that, I was just back to being a powerhouse. Even had a couple of invaders that thought they knew their shit, but I've been playing Dark Souls for a long time. I felt pretty confident. Like, and I thought, the Red Phantoms, you run into those occasionally. Been running alive most of the time because I have like 120 humanity because I just save it for the most part. So I was like, you know what, fuck it, I got all this humanity, I'm just going to go alive whenever I want. And now I'm getting invaded a lot. And I thought, because there's more Red Phantoms in the game, once it's this, like, you'll have extra enemies, and on top of extra enemies, you'll have extra Red Phantoms. So I just thought this guy standing around was another one of those red phantoms, and I had to pull him. I started shooting, and he started dodging. I was like, oh, that's a player. But ended up, he was trying to pull several enemies over to me to kill me, and I ended up taking him out. I felt pretty good about myself. Because he just had this big-ass spear he was trying to run into me, and I just took my shield and knocked him off the edge. And I was like, yep, fuck you, buddy.
Nice.
Play another day. I'm tanky as fuck. But I want to get to Crown of the Sunken King. I know it's another fairly big expansion, and if it's anything like the expansion that came out for 1, which was a pretty meaty 15 hours.
Yeah.
Like, it's a true expansion. It is definite. It's not like the shitty DLC you get these days with a lot of games. It's like, here's an hour's worth of gameplay. You just paid $10. It's like, fuck you, game. It ain't worth $10. But yeah, like, they're doing proper DLCs. And it's supposed to come out with another one this month, which is why I'm still trying to trudge the one I'm on.
Yeah.
But, that aside, man, there's just nothing out there aside from the stuff I'm already playing. I'm still stuck on Divinity, which is why I kind of put it down for a minute and was hoping Rusty would catch up to me and maybe figure out what to do where I'm at. But, and then I'm still, I haven't finished Kentucky Route Zero. I've just been kind of spinning my wheels because of Dark Souls.
It's a good reason to spin your wheels, though.
I figured that was the bigger game.
Yeah.
So I was going to put most of my focus on that for the show. But, I mean, solid as ever. I mean, new game plus. It's always intimidating, especially when they start off the game where you normally become alive with no weapons, with 2 red phantoms, and decide to, like, fuck you up royally. So it's an interesting challenge because things are changed up, and the loot rewards are a little bit different, which is kind of cool. So, yeah, I still feel like a badass in that game. And that's still a good thing. But it definitely upped the ante on the challenge.
Nice.
Aside from that, though, fuck. I haven't done anything else, man, except for Dota. And I know we can't keep our listeners excited right forever about Dota unless you start playing it.
Right? All mine's been just work. We have a bunch of new people, and 3 of our people who were closers went to mornings.
Ouch.
All at once. So it's a lot of overtime and a lot of teaching new people.
Eh, nothing wrong with that.
No. In fact, it was hilarious. They've gotten to know me so well that one of them goes, she asked me a question, I give her some sarcastic answer because I knew she already knew the answer to it. She goes, you know, every time I had $1 for whenever you came over here with a sarcastic answer, I'd be rich. So I decided, I got 4 cores in my pocket.
Huh.
Pulled it out. I got you $1.
Huh. Oh, you gotta be quicker than that.
She actually reached for it. I went, oh, you gotta be quicker.
Awesome.
And then, of course, all the newbies around me, even ones on calls, are laughing because they know exactly what commercial I'm doing.
Yep.
It was amazing. But yeah, no, and my hard part is, technically I'm still a regular agent. I just never know what I'm going to be doing every day when I go in.
I've been there before.
I have too.
Yeah, but I've only... kind of had the same feeling at the place we all used to work.
Yep.
At different points when I worked there, but it was never 4 months into the job.
Yeah.
I started in this department mid-January, and then by March, they started throwing different stuff at me.
Nice. Well, when you're good at your job, they hopefully leverage you.
Yeah, their level of intelligence in hiring is not near what it should be.
Fair enough.
No, seriously, since I've been there, I've seen pretty close to 40 new hires hired. And only 6 are still there.
Ouch.
Specifically for this department.
That sucks.
Oh, you're up in the 3 towers, aren't you?
Yeah.
Which tower are you in, the little one?
No, middle. In the big tower.
Oh, really? What floor?
41.
Smoke break sucks over there, doesn't it?
Actually, not that bad, because they actually have a... they actually have a room inside the building. So all you gotta do is ride the... And all the elevators in that tower are the fast elevators, because it's 60 floors.
Right. You can't be spending 5 minutes in the elevator.
Exactly. So literally within 3 minutes, I can be down to the fourth floor.
It's on the fourth floor?
And in the smoke room, yeah.
For a real short time, I was doing a web job there, and I remember there was a smoke room on the bottom floor, and it was, god damn, that was crazy. You go in there, and it looked like everybody was smoking pot, not because they had bongs, but because it was so smoky and not ventilated.
They moved it to four, got better ventilation. It's still, all the walls are yellow, ceiling's yellow, but...
There's not a whole lot of ways to get around that.
And the only place technically that I can...
vape.
And get away with it is in my manager's office.
Awesome.
It's still freaking crazy that's even a deal.
Well, they don't have enough research on it really to say one way or another. Some people say it's good, it's not bad. Some people say it is bad.
So, I've been working enough with her on special projects and crap that I literally have the... Since I work Monday through Friday, I have the open invitation. You get frustrated enough, you come in here.
Nice. I don't know if you tried it yet, but they have a butter rum liquid.
I stick with nicotine and menthol flavors.
They have a... It comes in 18 milligrams.
Jesus.
For nicotine, but it's good. Well,
an 18 milligrams like a medium cigarette.
Yeah. But it's good. Shannon got one, and I smoked it the other day, and it was pretty good.
Hmm. My only problem is most of those flavors, they're either too strong, or they're so sickening sweet that they make my stomach roll.
Yeah. Now, this one's a good balance.
Like all the fruit flavors.
Yep.
I stay away from it.
Butter rum, if you ever have the opportunity to try
butter rum.
Yeah. If you go
it
to
just
the place,
seems weird, man. I don't know.
Well, if you go to the place on 33rd and 61st, there's a vape store that's right there, and he'll let you try anything you want before you buy it. And you should try the butter rum. It's good.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I... shoot, like, this is the only time I smoke regular cigarettes anymore.
It's just not a bad thing.
No. No. And literally, that's just because if I sit here vaping and I smell your Camels, I want a cigarette.
Yeah. I'm on the quitting streak again, and I'm going to stop taking my cigarettes to work so I can't smoke them there, and then I'll smoke whenever I get home, but then I'll stay busy at home, so I'll
That's the biggest thing, is not taking them to work with you.
Yep.
I would... just probably go on a firing spree. That's probably a good thing I have mine.
Yep.
Well, why do you think I went to vaping while I was there? Because if I hadn't and just tried to quit smoking, I probably would have told a manager something I shouldn't have. And been gone a whole lot sooner than I was.
Awesome.
It's my excuse. I mean, also too, I mean... being a supervisor, you tend to get overwhelmed. You can basically just stay at your desk all day.
Yep.
And things will be thrown at you. If you don't have an excuse to walk away, you will never get a break. It's actually the reason why I don't go in early anymore.
Yep.
I just check on my email from home, and I have smoke, I have my coffee, I have my breakfast, and I'm checking my email before I go in. And that way I'm never just overwhelmed. Like, the last thing I want to do is put out a fire that... I'm not even, I'm basically there for free since I'm on salary.
Yep.
When I shouldn't be, or when I'm trying to get ahead of stuff.
Well, I kind of wish I could go to work at like 10. That would be awesome.
It's when I go to work.
Yeah, I know. That'd be good.
And get out at 9 o'clock like me?
Yeah.
Well, that's like...
And not have weekends?
If I could have like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, sure.
Mm-hmm.
If I had Friday, Saturday, Sunday with my schedule right now,
yep,
they couldn't get rid of me.
I know, right?
I would be like, fuck you. Fuck you. I ain't doing a. I ain't bidding on any other shift. Yep. You're just gonna keep me here.
Yep.
That's what I would do. Well, that's practically what I told them. They wanted to actually make me a full-fledged mentor. And I was like, I'll be honest with you. I could probably come in at 9:30 and do it. But you asked me to be in here before then. I'm not going to be effective. I'm not awake until then.
Yep. Our guys, they start at 9.
It was
9
to 5:30.
Yeah. Which is good, Monday to Friday.
Well, like, that's what their actual trading is 9 to 5:30.
They don't have to come in and get ready for everything, though, so.
But
it's really more like 8 to 7 for you.
I try to make it 8 to 6, 6:30. The thing that kills me is sometimes, like, I still have to make a 4-hour quota on the phone. So, and it's per month, not per week. Otherwise, it would never happen. But, so some days I end up staying like 30 minutes to an hour late. But I'm trying to just like come in on like a Sunday and knock it all out at once and call it good.
Gotcha.
Yep.
That'd be the way to do it. Sacrifice 4 hours at one Sunday.
Yep. Just come in early. And we usually stay pretty steady with our call flow. So, but this last time I tried to do that and I was like, an hour and a half in, and I had like stupid person after stupid person. So I was like, you know what? I'm going home. Log out. Bye. So that's kind of nice to have that ability.
Well, yeah, and I've worked myself into the position now too where I'm like, you know what? I just can't do calls today. And I can go up to either one of my supervisors or my manager and say, it's not working for me today.
Yeah.
Give me something else to do.
Awesome.
Because it will keep me happy.
So now there. This has turned into food
and work talk.
Work bitch. Bitching about work.
But really, that's what I've been doing like the last 2 weeks. Is well, watching Dota.
It's been a slow week. And I mean, we got this big party we're planning.
Yep.
And got like 30 brats I'm going to bring in. And then Holly's bringing all this alcohol, and we got like 20 people coming. Should be fun.
I'm just kind of sad. I'm gonna miss it.
You should. You should feel sad.
I gotta go to the rehearsal dinner. I'm the best man, so I have like the responsibility or whatever.
Oh, dude. So yeah, that was the whole reason why I didn't get any live matches in on Dota.
Was what?
One of my wife's employees down at the store was getting married this weekend. My wife at the last minute agreed to be their coordinator.
Huh. What's with you guys and marriages?
Like, make sure everybody's... I said no. I flat out said no.
Because Rusty ended up being the DJ for that one. And
right? And so then... Even though I said no, I agreed I would go to the rehearsal dinner and to the wedding itself because she wasn't going to know anybody except this gal and her mom. I got hoodwinked. The day of the wedding, I did half of everything.
Ouch.
That fucking blows, dude.
It's like...
Did you get...
Yeah.
You saw Guardians of the Galaxy, didn't you?
No. That's what I was supposed to do on Saturday. No, my wife scores free tickets from the Edge.
Wow.
For Thursday night. I'm working till 10, so she and Rusty go.
Oh, burn.
Yeah. Yeah. To which she says, that was so good. I'll pay to watch it again so we can go this weekend.
Didn't work out.
Look at how that worked out.
Yep.
Bitter much?
A little, yeah. I wanted to see I Am Groot.
I want to see it too. It's getting a lot of good reviews. I won't lie, I'm not huge on comics. Like, I don't know a lot of the lore, etc.
Yep.
But it seems like the Marvel movies that have been coming out have been pretty decent.
Yep.
I mean, Avengers was pretty kick-ass. The Captain America movies were pretty kick-ass.
Yep.
Yeah.
Iron Man was good. But, I mean, when you got that guy, it's hard for it not to be good.
Yeah. Well, they kind of had to do Guardians because where they were wanting to lead was to the Infinity Gauntlet, which is like the big thing in Marvel. And the Guardians are like Thanos' main opponents.
So they have to find a way to introduce these characters for another big movie.
Exactly. Because they'll probably roll them and the Avengers together in a movie.
That'd be interesting. I don't know. I also play so much games and just kind of do my own thing that I don't end up doing a lot of these things.
I just wait till it comes out on pay-per-view.
I kind of have the next three Fridays booked now, just for doing things.
Nice.
I go see an old friend the Friday after our thing, and then I'm actually going to hang out with the family on Friday after that. But, nice. You know, such is life.
Such is life. But, yeah. I think at this point, I'm with you. I think it's time for a break.
I think so, too. There's a couple of news pieces I want to get into.
Yep.
So,
we'll be back. And we got to come up with a question. So, we'll be back. Break a member down.
Yeah. Casey had a poop.
Yeah.
It literally is more than that. Casey's stomach was feeling crazy, so he backed out.
Yeah. Something about not wanting to gross Justin out with, you know, pooping in his chair.
Yeah, I'd be kind of mad. But I will say, I did take advantage of the break to show you something that I forgot to talk about. And I was, had it on the tip of my tongue the whole time. I was like, what else did we do? We started talking about food. I was so interested in all that bacon talk that I really wanted to, I don't know, I just got distracted. But I introduced you to The Last of Us Remastered, which I bought myself. I always buy myself a birthday present. There was nothing coming out. I was like, I fucking love Last of Us. I'm going to buy the remastered edition.
Did not think that game could get any prettier.
It looks stupid good, doesn't it?
Dude, they went from, I mean, ground texture.
Yeah.
Got even more realistic.
Well, and some of the things you're not seeing is I'm like about a third of the way through the game.
Yeah.
I'm stuck in a flooded basement right now. And I know that that area is full of a bunch of enemies. And you haven't seen any of the enemies. The enemies in this are all fungal based.
Yeah.
So, like, they're not... Like, it kind of has this whole zombie outbreak feel. But essentially, the long short of it is there's an infection that happens. It's fungal. And it turns people into, like, over time, it turns them into these weird creatures. So you have these things called clickers, which move, they move like somebody that's having a, like a seizure as they walk, if that makes any sense. They can't see, but they can make this clicking noise and see where you're at. You can essentially be, you can shine your flashlight right at them and they won't see you because they're listening for you. But if you make noise, you fire a gunshot, they'll bum rush you. And they are a one-shot kill. Except without a special perk that you can use to kill them with a one-time use item.
So basically they're using sound waves like bats do.
Yeah, and like there's some normal infected and you'll run into those sometimes. But then you'll also run into roving gangs and bandits that you have to dispatch differently than you do the infected.
Yeah.
So which has a nice change up going
Or move around.
Yeah. And a lot of that game is stealth kills and stealth takedowns or stealth period. You can just... You want to save, like, there's a lot of times where you should just save your animal, or your animal, your ammo.
Your ammo and just stealth around it.
Stealth around stuff. But me being the combat specialist that I am, I do like to just start doing silent takedowns. Like, there's a whole area where fairly early into the game, like, if you'd have kept playing, like, another 30 minutes where you have to deal with some clickers, and you can quite literally move through everything on that map without disturbing a single one. You can draw their attention by throwing shit. So you could throw shit, draw them away, and then...
And move
and not use your ammo. Gunplay in that game is not super solid for the clickers. Like, it's honestly better to sneak up and
and kill them.
And just kill them with shivs.
Yeah.
But you can use guns. I just don't recommend it very much for that. But, like, overall, that game, yeah. I just wanted to get your reaction because I know you'd seen the intro before.
Well, even that, just the rendering on her tears.
Yeah.
Just even more so.
Well, like, I think mocap is overused a lot in games, but, like, seeing the mocap animation for the movement.
Yeah.
Like, they did such a good job, and, I mean, they're using different movement for different things, too.
And even then, I mean, you saw some, you know, in the... It was slight, but in the original game, you did notice some, I guess, additional grudginess or...
They're dithering down textures.
Static in the textures versus the cutscenes. This is, like, non-existent.
You can't even tell. I mean, aside from the fact that you lose control.
Yeah. Yeah, just...
I think the thing, if you could get a hold of a PS3 for a little while and just play at least the PS3 version, like, the basis of that game is the storytelling, and I really like the storytelling in that game.
I've needed to do that. I have actually resisted just reading the story just for that reason.
It's just... I think acting's a weird word to use in a video game, but the way that they convey emotion in that game is so close to, like, watching a film.
And that's just the thing, is it's... You know, we've seen a lot of games get close. But this game, I mean, even if you just watch the first 5 minutes, you realize just how close this is to being a movie that you're playing. I mean, this is like if you got controllers on, as much as that movie is a bad movie, it's like if you got controls on a Spirit Within.
Yeah, it looks, you know? It's that quality.
Yeah.
And that was rendered as a movie.
Yeah. Well, and that was specifically rendered in so many different ways, but even that didn't have the texture layers this does.
I'd be interested going back and seeing how that holds up nowadays.
It still holds up pretty well.
Like, graphically?
Yeah. Especially when it comes to character and equipment models. Graphically, it still holds up really well. That movie was so far ahead of its time, graphically.
But the story is garbage.
Story's garbage. But... graphically, that thing was so far ahead of its time.
Yeah, I think...
But they also concentrated extremely hard on making that as close to real-life models as possible.
I think if I would have pulled you into a level where you could see, like, all the different cityscapes and things like that, you'd become even more impressed in what you saw.
I know that just from seeing the intro again.
Yeah, and the intro is just like the tip of the iceberg. It seems like it even gets better because most of the intro is pre-rendered anyway.
Yeah.
Aside from a little bit in the beginning and a little bit towards the end, but most of it is pre-rendered. But, like, it looks like they touched up the textures in the cutscenes, and then they definitely touched up the textures going through the game. Like, there's a few things that look a little bit rough.
Well, even just going through the city in the intro.
Yeah, it gets a lot better.
The fire is amazing. I mean, it was good in the first release of the game, but they made it even more.
Well, they did some crazy
natural looking.
They did some crazy tricks in the first one to make it even run on a PS3. And part of what they did is they cut it down to 30 frames a second.
Yep.
And then they also cut off, like, the top. They letterboxed it.
Yep.
And, like, Beyond Two Souls is probably the crowning achievement graphic-wise on PS3.
Yeah.
That game looks really good, but, yeah, Last of Us is just another level.
Those two games make you wonder why they weren't pushing those systems that hard for the last 2 years of the generation.
Well, a lot of Beyond Two Souls is you can control. It's just a point-and-click adventure game.
Yeah.
But it's such a good-looking point. Like, well, Willem Dafoe looks like Willem Dafoe.
The point-and-click factor of that game, I think, lends a lot to how they were able to get the graphics that they did. You know, because with you have more freedom to pre-render.
Well, they pre-rendered and then they focus some of the frames to where you can't see certain parts of it.
Yeah.
But for the most part, like, Heavy Rain's a pretty good looking game, and then Beyond Two Souls was, like, next level good looking.
Yeah.
But even so, those stories in those games being pretty good, like Last of Us, I just still think trumps it. And I know if you can get beyond, like, some people are really burned out on zombies. I've been a zombie fan my whole life, but they just do such a different enough take on that. It's really the most of it is kind of like zombies mixed with like Fallout. Like it's kind of got this whole like post-apocalyptic feel to it.
Well, I'm more of the mindset of at this point, I want new zombies. You know, I want people actually thinking about it more than just, oh, the undead are here. You know, and that's what Last of Us delivers.
Well, it's like their state of decay.
That's what The Walking Dead is delivering.
Well, you know? And they're focusing on story, and I think that's what is going to grab you. Like, just killing a lot of undead, unless it's like Left 4 Dead.
Yeah.
Is really not as appealing to me as the story in a post-apocalyptic kind. Like, they could have taken zombies out all the way out of that and just left the roving bands of crazy people.
No. The only thing zombie I would say I'm getting tired of is zombie add-ons to every shooter.
Well, specifically what? Call of Duty?
Call of Duty. Okay. You know what? I knew I was going to get tired of it when Red Dead did it.
Red Dead doesn't do it bad.
No, they don't do it bad. But it was like, seriously?
They make it campy as hell. Yeah. I actually need to finish that. I've never finished that. Undead Nightmare.
Really?
Yeah.
That surprises me.
I have a lot of, like, unfinished stuff that I've just moved on to something else. Shiny.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's kind of one of the other things in my backlog, but it's not as important to me to beat that as it is Dark Souls, Crown of the Sunken King, so that's my main focus.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did buy that for my birthday, and I was like, man, how much can I get into this?
I know, right? It's so pretty.
Yeah, I was texting a buddy of mine, and I was just like, man, this looks so good. I just kept texting, like, every other scene.
Looks like, because we knew that engine could do so much more if it was pushing the PS3 that far. And I don't feel like they're even still fully utilizing the engine. They did what the engine would do with a game that was already there.
Right.
You know, if they took that game, broke it back down, and absolutely went through and redid everything, I imagine that engine is still capable of more.
Yeah, I'm actually looking up the comparison to see if I can find a comparison shot to see how much different it's changed.
It's not much, I can tell you that. But what is there just enhances it so much more. I mean, even her reflection in the glass was improved.
You can kind of see it a little bit there, but you can see that one is a little bit more blurry than the other.
Yep.
Imagine on a larger screen, that'd make more difference, but...
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean... Amazing. Amazing. I still kick myself in the butt for never picking up a PS3.
It's worth it. That game was actually the one that got Trent to get a PS3 was for Last of Us. Yeah. We were anticipating it. We'd seen the stuff. It was like E3 2012. Or they were showing it. It's like, I kind of want to play that.
Well, Trent and I were of the same thing. You know, pretty much what we wanted a PS3 for was the Uncharted series and maybe a couple of other PlayStation exclusives, but Last of Us throws it over the edge. It's just having liquid funds.
Yeah, no, I feel you on that. It's obviously that game is solid as shit, but yeah, you should play that. I need to quit looking at screen captures.
You should. So, with that, cover our question from last week before we go into the news. So our question last week was, I lost it, and I totally erased it on here already. Sorry, guys. Having to do the phone because...
Internet's all fucked up.
Internet's fucked up right now. What's the last thing you backed on Kickstarter? If you haven't backed anything, what would you back? And the only answer we got was from John. Said, last thing I backed, it made its goal. And that was 1979 Revolution. The last I backed that did meet its goal was Cosmic Star Heroine.
Heroine as in a hero that is female, not as
in
heroine.
Not as in the drug. Yeah.
The last thing I backed was Banner Saga. Wished I'd backed 7 Days to Die, which is actually news for people that are into that. They're releasing Alpha 9 soon. Alpha 9 is the one that does the randomly generated worlds. And I might have said this the other night, but the randomly generated worlds, the way they're going to do it is going to have a city in the middle, and they're going to randomly generate the biomes around the city, but the city is going to be randomly generated as well. And it's not going to be a small settlement, it's going to be a large settlement of buildings, which would be kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So, super looking forward to that. I'm sure me and Holly will probably play that for a week straight when that comes out.
Yeah.
But that's coming out soon.
Yep. So, with that, our question for this week is, what would you like to play for Gauntlet?
Yeah, we want stuff you guys want to play. We have the things that we like. Honestly, I mean, the things that we like are not always going to be what our fans like. But let us know. Find us on Telcast.com.
And just remember, try to keep it to PC or Xbox 360, as that's what the majority of us have for that sort of thing.
Yeah, if you can find something, like if you really want to play Dota, we can play Dota.
Yep.
But we understand if you don't want to do that. It's just not an easy game to get into.
No, and it's kind of hard to keep going back to Gears, Halo, and Mass Effect. Though we will do that. And totally, if we don't get an answer, Mass Effect is probably what we should do. It's been a while.
I'd lean towards that.
But, so with that, a little bit of news, and this might kick up Crytek's rumors again, but they just sold Homefront Revolution over to Deep Silver.
What are they doing with Homefront now? I mean, it's like, they got an established name, but it wasn't an amazing game.
No, it wasn't an amazing game. It was just short. It's like, I could totally run through it in 4 hours.
That's true.
But the story with the whole North Korean expansion and invasion of the U.S. and everything was pretty wicked story. You just want to see more of it.
But originally Crytek had it, and there's rumors that Crytek was closing, and it didn't close.
And they halted production on Homefront. And evidently, Deep Silver said that's a shame and bought it.
Well, we'll just see what happens with that. I mean, that game's been moving around a little bit. Kind of feel like at this point it's going to turn into a Prey 2. Which, or, I kind of wish that would have actually happened the way that they were shopping it around, because that looked actually pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a space bounty hunter. Really cool. Even if I'm not Boba Fett.
Right?
I'm gonna say,
of course, if you give me a Boba Fett game, that's awesome too.
I was watching some news earlier today on lunch. They usually come home from lunch for lunch and eat and watch news or whatever. You know, news that's not actually important. But I was watching a Comic-Con panel for Mass Effect, the new one. And I didn't get all the way through it. I had to skip around a lot, but I did notice a couple of things that were kind of interesting. They're talking bringing the Mako back. That's going to be a thing. They didn't really reveal how it's going to move. They also had mentioned something about there being galaxies instead of the Milky Way galaxy.
Yeah.
And it seemed like there was a big emphasis on exploration, even more so than there was just combat.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they're going to go with... Like, at this point, I don't think they need to go with the Galactic War thing. They could go with, like, almost a Star Trek theme of explore and...
Oh, heck yeah.
Like, I feel like that series, because of the way the art style is and everything else...
Oh, heck yeah.
They could do a exploration RPG with some combat elements and make a really interesting...
Oh, yeah. Give me a couple hostile species and a lot of exploration, and I'm cool.
Yeah, I always felt like that story was pretty well written, despite, you know, people's caveats with the ending of 3. Like, I still feel like 3 is a really strong game.
Oh, yeah, and I found no problems with story. In fact, I thought the story ended the only way that could.
It also had a pretty playable multiplayer. Obviously, we're talking about playing multiplayer. You mentioned Mass Effect, and it got my mind thinking because I saw that panel. And I was like, I'm going to watch a little bit of that.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, it, and it just breeds an environment for a great follow-up series of games. I mean, when you think about it, it's not just hostile alien species at this point. You're going to be, I mean, everybody's going to have trouble. From the Asari to humanity to, I mean, they're all going to have troubles within their own galaxies.
Well, I think the thing that BioWare has always had going strong for them, even if they make a game that's not greatest on gameplay, was story.
Yes.
Because I think, like, Dragon Age 2 actually has a really good story, the whole, like...
If you can get past the gameplay, yeah.
You get past that repeated dungeon thing, but, like, aside from the repeated dungeon thing, the whole issue, like, basically coming up into your own and becoming, like, a person of power in that city,
yeah,
is actually really cool. It's just the repeated dungeons around it that really kind of drug it down. And, like, the combat's fairly decent. The character customization was fairly decent. And some of the missions were pretty cool. It's just that, like, you go from a game that's a top-down RPG with strategy elements and lining shit up to a game that is not that at all, that has a very samey environment where you're basically exploring Kirkwell or whatever it is, that whole area around there, over and over and over again, and that just drove me nuts. But the story is written really well. Like Dragon Age 1, despite the fact that it's on low-res graphics at this point, is like one of my favorite games of all time. It's just a superior game, and it was actually my first experience with BioWare. Aside from Knights of the Old Republic, I was like, oh, they made Knights of the Old Republic and they made this. And I find out it's like a fantasy medieval version of Knights of the Old Republic, essentially, and I was like, this is pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
So, but...
Yeah. Well, they weave great stories.
Yeah. I mean, they got good writers.
Yeah. Yeah, they have amazing writers. Other... another piece I found interesting is they are currently working on developing, and this came out at the San Diego Comic-Con, Firefly Online.
I'm scared,
but I'm intrigued. It's Firefly.
Of course, like, I mean, I'm all about the Broncos, but, like, I'm a little bit concerned. Like, they had a Battlestar Galactica game that was basically a shovelware game that they put out a little while back.
Yeah.
And that kind of made me lose a little bit of faith in anything that would come out from that IP, even though I love that to death.
Yeah. That's true. Though I guess I haven't ever seen a whole lot from quantum mechanics. And there's not a whole lot out there, so. But still, I mean, it's Firefly. And Dark Cryo is not a horrible development company.
I'm going to say one other piece that was kind of interesting that I ran across was, I guess, Thailand banned Tropico 5. Because it could affect peace and order. It's actually been, like, trending on Reddit the last week. I guess it's been... I don't know. This is stupid. It's a stupid, goofy, lighthearted dictator sim. I don't know what Thailand has against that. That their board of film and video censors said that the game could affect peace and order, which is just ridiculous.
Bad memories of China?
Maybe, I don't know. But it is pretty freaking weird. Let's say No Man's Sky is going to end up coming to PC, which is kind of a big deal. I know Trent didn't know if he was going to get a PS4 anytime soon. I know he was really interested in No Man's Sky. There will be a timed exclusive to get it on PS4 first, but it looks like it's going to actually be released for PS or for PC later.
Which is great, because originally when everything started coming out about it, it was looking like it was a PC game originally. And then E3 this year, we hear PS4 exclusive. And kind of broke a few hearts.
Well, it's nice that they go kind of back on that for people that don't have PS4 yet. Don't want to, you know, drop another $400. But
right.
I think next year is really the year that we're going to see a lot more next-gen releases. Because honestly, I'm not playing a lot on my Xbox One. I'm not playing a lot on my PS4 except for this remastered game, you know? Yeah. And I'm completely burned out on Watch Dogs. I don't even know if I want to slog through it. And having 4-5 days off, I feel like I don't really have a reason to slog through it.
Yeah.
I feel like I should just do whatever the fuck I want. Probably play more Dark Souls because it's a superior game. But
Well, I mean, Watch Dogs is great for what it is, but for people like us who play a whole lot more games than just shooters and Grand Theft Auto,
yeah,
I think that's where the disappointment factor came in. You know, because we were hoping for more because, you know, rumor and everything else leading up to that game promised more.
No, I agree.
And it's not what we got.
But other than that, I really don't have, like, a ton of gaming news. There hasn't been a lot that's come out. No. Were you able to find anything else on our break?
Not really. I mean, there was the Evolve Alpha, but nobody can talk about it because, you know, NDAs.
Yeah, I played that. I can't talk about it at all. So
yeah, at all.
Like, so,
but
here's what I can say. I will say, here's how the NDA was stated. It's much like the ESO NDA. Don't stream it. Don't talk about it. Don't tweet about it. Don't put it on Facebook. Don't do anything of that nature. In fact, when I was playing it, I had my gamer tag. I was playing it on PC through Steam.
Yeah.
But it was about 5,300 people that got into the alpha, and I had my gamer tag, and it had like a user ID that was watermarked on the screen. And like the entire time it said alpha. Like alpha and the versions. They could know, even for some reason I created a bunk gamer tag, like I could figure out what my user ID was and then backtrack that to, you know, who I was. Which I can understand. It's, you know, they know that they're not ready to release that, like they're not ready to release it, so
yep.
They're not gonna talk about it. I can't talk about it anymore. But I will move on to some other news. Wasteland 2 is probably slipping over to September. There was a Kickstarter update that came out. And part of the reason is they're trying to fulfill all the physical shit. So I will say, like, it was really chunky when it first came out early this year, as in it didn't run very good.
Yeah.
But it was very much a beta. My computer had a hard time chugging around with it. Now, since I've done all the optimization tweaks, it runs fine at 1080p. You know, no choppiness in the video with it. It runs at 60 FPS. But they gotta fulfill all the physical stuff. So, like, with my Kickstarter, I'm getting, like, a cloth map, box game, a game disc and stuff like that. So they gotta ship all that stuff out. So that's probably gonna take a little bit of time for that to get out.
Yeah.
So they're thinking maybe the first or second week of September is when it's gonna go live. But the last update came out, so like there's not any more updates until it releases.
Nice.
So, but I'm super excited. Like, that is the game I really, really, really wanted to play, like, all this year and all last year. So you will be getting a full review from me, because I've got fucking 55 hours in the beta. I've reviewed the shit out of already just the first couple of levels or maps or whatever the hell they are.
Right. Yeah. And the only other piece I was really able to find was Path of Exile's first mini expansion has been announced.
That game's pretty good.
Forsaken Masters.
If you get sick of playing Dota and somebody wants to play another PC game, you got to do Path of Exile, because it is free to play.
Yeah.
It is a pretty fun game. I know a couple of people that I used to play WoW with are like 100% addicted to that game. I know Chad from work is also super addicted to that game. He's the one that got me into it. So it might be something that would be worth playing as a Gauntlet title if we wanted to do a PC Gauntlet. And if you guys are worried about like how to like find us or whatever, like, use Twitter. Like, I get Twitter updates right on my phone. You can just tweet us at Tiltcast on Twitter, and I will find out if you're trying to get into anything and you just can't find us. I'll send you my gamer tag, etc.
Yep. Or
we'll just jump on Skype together and do it.
Or hit the Facebook group.
Yeah,
and
true that.
Rusty and I'll see it.
Yeah.
But otherwise, no. Fairly news light again.
Well, I guess we don't have much else. Do you got game releases ready yet? I was going to say...
No.
Off
phone
the top,
navigating.
I can say off the top of my head, Risen 3 comes out next week. I will be getting that, and I will be playing that. Tell you guys what I think, because I'm a fan of the Risen series. Don't think they're perfect games. I just think they're worth playing for fantasy RPGs.
Well, they're fun. They're always fun.
Risen 1 is superior to Risen 2. But, I still think that it's a pretty decent game. And Risen 3 is kind of going back to its fantasy roots. We'll see.
Otherwise, we got... Crap, I got to scroll down to August on a mobile app.
Yeah. Frantically typing out web addresses on my phone.
Let's see here. Alright, so as of we're finishing recording this, Swapper comes out on all the PlayStation networks.
Right on.
Sacred 3, PS3, Xbox 360, and PC.
A little bit interested in that.
Rogue Not Taken, which is a new pop-up that I haven't seen previous weeks, comes out today on the 5th on PS4 and PC. Let's see here.
I'm going through the same list. See if you don't, if you miss anything.
Right.
Disgaea 4's A Promise Revisit is coming out on the 12th for Vita.
Yeah.
There's some people that are pretty big into that. Same thing for Risen 3 is August 12th for PC.
Yep.
Diablo 3 Ultimate Evil Edition comes out for PS4 on the 19th. I've heard that that's really fun on a console.
Yep. Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare comes out on PS4. It's a fun game. Try it.
I need to get somebody to try it with me on freaking Xbox One.
Shadowgate comes out on the 21st for PC.
I was going to say, I'm also doing the alpha, thanks to Trent, for... Shadowrun Online. So, but there's not a lot to it, so I don't feel like talking about it yet. But I will be talking about it once a little bit more content comes out.
Then we got Metro Redo coming out on 26th for the PS4.
Totally worth it.
Oh, totally worth it. If you haven't figured out already, Justin and I are totally behind those games.
I just like Metro. I know some friends of the show don't like it as much as we do. It must be a little bit hit and miss, but I really like Metro.
And then you got Gauntlet coming out on September 3rd for the PC. It looks interesting, but I haven't watched a whole lot of video on it. So,
like original Gauntlet the game? Like a remake?
Yeah, like a remake. And then you got Dead Rising 3 Apocalypse Edition coming out on Steam on September 4th.
That's something I need to finish. I need to just make a list. I had an Excel sheet for a while, but I just need to make a list to start knocking this shit out.
Yep.
The expansion for that, the Super Ultra, whatever the fuck version for Dead Rising 3 is fucking awesome.
The name is so long we can't remember it.
But it's badass. It's extremely badass. I just need a co-op player. Somebody playing Dead Rising out there on your Xbox One.
I'm in.
Oh, Trent's over in the corner raising his hand.
I own it.
As he works to fix the internet.
I already fixed it, now it's broke again.
He said he fixed it and it's broke again. So with that, I guess we're going to close out the show.
Yep. Record this intro.
Yeah. And next week, expect a couple more of us. Rusty was out with migraine.
Yep.
Casey was sick. Hopefully I don't get the plague this week, so we will try to be back next week with some more fun.
And hopefully more people.
All right.
See you next week.
Later, guys.